What's up, everybody? This is the Locked On Yankees podcast, your daily podcast covering the New York Yankees. We are brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. If you're a new listener to the show, hello and welcome. I hope you enjoy this latest episode. I'm your host, Stacey Gotsoulias. I'm an author of Baseball Prospectus, and you can follow me on Twitter at Locked On Yankees or at my personal account, StaceGots. You can listen and subscribe to Locked On Yankees on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can also listen to the show on our website, lockedonyankees.com, and you can play the podcast on your smart speakers by saying play podcast Locked On Yankees. As always, you can email questions or comments to lockedonnyy@gmail.com. In today's episode, we'll go through all three games of the division series thus far. I apologize for not doing a show yesterday, but I did not have a voice. And if you need proof of that, just go to my Twitter account. I posted a short video of myself trying to speak yesterday morning. I went to a family wedding. I was screaming over, not screaming, but I was trying to talk over loud music and I just wrecked my voice. So again, my apologies for not recording yesterday. I'm also going to apologize for how tired I sound. I am really tired. I don't know what is wrong with me. I do know what's wrong with me. I was up until like 5:30 this morning. I should have recorded then, but I decided to go to sleep. And then I only slept about 5 hours. And I'm one of those people where, I don't know, sometimes it depends. Sometimes I can survive on 5 hours sleep, and other days I feel like I'm going to pass out. And today's one of those days where I feel like I'm going to pass out. I will say that I stopped watching yesterday's game when the score was 10-1. So I actually don't really know what happened after that. I do know that Brock Holt hit for the cycle. I know that Austin Romine was pitching, which is so embarrassing. You have your catcher or your backup catcher pitching in a playoff game because you managed it so poorly and let it get out of control. I'm angry with both Luis Severino and Aaron Boone. More with Severino, while everyone else seems to be angrier with Boone. But I'm annoyed at Severino because he went out there and laid a big fat egg. I can't even count how many batters started 1-0 when they weren't hitting the first pitch. He just didn't have it. And this whole thing about him warming up late or rushing to warm up is ridiculous. How does your starting pitcher not know that the game starts at 7:40 p.m.? I don't understand. I also don't understand Aaron Boone's decision to, one, bring Severino out for that last inning, and two, bring in Lance Lynn with the bases loaded and no outs. I mean, you had to know that wasn't going to end well. I knew it wasn't going to end well. My brother knew it wasn't going to end well. Everyone in the stadium knew it wasn't going to end well. But Aaron Boone apparently didn't know. What an embarrassing letdown of a game. The Yankees just came out flat, looked awful, and let the Red Sox just walk all over them. So now tonight's their second do-or-die game in less than a week. Let's hope they come out a little more, with a little more pep in their step, because it's win or go home tonight. And I know they don't want to go home. They would like to extend the series to a fifth game in Fenway. They have a very rough road ahead of them tonight, facing Rick Porcello. who usually does pretty well against the Yankees, just like Eovaldi does well against the Yankees, and how he did well last night. Just very disappointing all around. Your ace can't even get into the sixth inning. His 45 pitches, I think, at the end of the second inning. You can't do that. That can't happen. Not when your ace is on the mound. You know what else can't happen during a playoff game? Angel Hernandez. Umpiring. How does this man get on postseason rosters, umpire rosters? Like, how is he allowed to work? I don't understand. He can't do his job. It was so embarrassing to watch and infuriating. I mean, how many challenges are they going to have at first base because he's so terrible that his calls are like almost always wrong? And because of the way the umpires rotate, guess who's going to be behind the plate tonight? I don't get it. He has the reputation for not being great, but I think because he threatened them with a lawsuit about racial bias or something to that effect. So now he's, always going to be on a post-game umpire rotation, which is just, it's ludicrous. He's awful. MLB needs to look at last night's game and evaluate his performance, because a blind person could have gotten some of those calls right. And he was just so wrong. I mean, how embarrassing. There were 5 challenges by the 4th inning, I think it was. What the hell? Just a total, the whole night was just an embarrassment. And they reported that before the game, Aaron Judge jokingly blasted New York, New York outside the Boston clubhouse. Good idea there, Aaron. And, the Red Sox shook up their lineup, and then all they did was hit last night, so people were talking about how it was the greatest lineup change ever. Like, shut up. Yankees came out flat. They weren't exactly killing the ball either. They were hitting singles up until when I stopped watching. I just couldn't take it. I wasn't in the mood to watch any more of the game. And I know that's bad of me, but I'd rather watch The Real Housewives of Orange County and Below Deck then watch what happened last night. In the next segment, I'm going to go back and talk about game 2, because that was so much happier. I'd like to talk about happy stuff. So that'll be coming up next. But first, as I was about to press record, my stomach made one of the strangest noises I've ever heard in my life. It actually sounded like there's a person trapped in there. I'm so glad I use a mic close to my face, but I don't know. I heard that through my headphones, so I think you guys would have heard it too. So let's talk about Saturday, because that was the better day during the portion of the series in Boston. Friday was not great, although the Yankees put up a little bit of a fight and tried to make a comeback, but they did screw up in some key situations and didn't score as usual, unlike the Red Sox, who kept scoring with runners in scoring position last night. So let's talk about Saturday. Let's talk about David Price. I mean, I guess you have to start him if you're Cora, because he's there. And I think their thinking was, he, as bad as he is against the Yankees, he does a little better usually at Fenway. But that wasn't the case on Saturday night. And they were smart to take him out as soon as they did. But the Yankees had some fun hitting against their bullpen, too. Aaron Judge's home run and Price's reaction to it have already been made into a t-shirt. Isn't that amazing? I think it's amazing. But, you know, with the way the Yankees came out last night, it looks like Saturday's game might be the only win they get this series, which would be disappointing. And, again, I would blame Boone for that. Oh, I'd also, this podcast is about nothing but apologies, but I'd like to apologize to Masahiro Tanaka for having such little faith in him. He did a great job on Saturday against the Sox. He's the one starting pitcher that has done well. Hap looked awful on Friday. He looked awful and scared, which is not a really good combination. And if he has to, you know, if the Yankees pull off the win tonight, and if he has to pitch a do-or-die fifth game in Fenway, he needs to not show how anxious and nervous he is on the mound. You just can't do that. So he needs to calm down. Gary Sanchez, I thought after Saturday he would come home and continue his hitting streak. And then he goes up to the plate. I think it was his second at bat last night. Eovaldi's third strike to him wasn't going to be a strike at all. And you can tell as soon as the pitch was thrown, and he still swung into the opposite batter's box. If I had anything other than my phone, I would have thrown it at the TV. He was hacking away at such bad pitches. I don't understand why this boy cannot make adjustments at the plate. It's infuriating. And the kids aren't doing anything. Someone needs to give them a pep talk because they're not contributing. Didi's not really doing anything. It's just bad. It's all bad. They can't have David Price. They can't face David Price all the time. They have to make adjustments. And they didn't make any adjustments against Eovaldi last night. Like, why wouldn't you look at film of how he was throwing in his last two performances against the team? Because he did pretty well then, too. Like, did you not do this? I don't understand. I don't understand this team. I don't understand how a team can win 100 games and still look so bad. I mean, last night was really... it was annoying. You can't have a game like that in the playoffs. You really can't. I mean, you could if you were like Cleveland, who only won... how many games did they finish winning? It was definitely below 95, right? And they got swept out of the playoffs by the Astros. The Yankees and Red Sox series is the only one left. Every other series is done. Milwaukee swept. Dodgers won in... 4, right? Because they didn't sweep. Didn't the Braves win a game? But every other series is over. So this is the only series left. I hope that it doesn't end tonight. Again, if it does, it'll be disappointing. And the team has to really evaluate Boone's performance because... there are a lot of instances in which he made horrible decisions and they totally backfired. Like last night, again. Why are you bringing Lance Lynn in? Why? And how did his other coaches not say, maybe not Lynn. Maybe bring in one of the top bullpen arms, the guys who can pitch in high leverage situations. I mean, Lynn was, he couldn't throw strikes. He also couldn't stay on the mound. He fell. Gosh, so bad. I know this is just me complaining the whole time, but can you blame me? I'm so afraid about tonight. I'm afraid that the Red Sox are going to get off to like a 3-0 lead in the first inning, and the Yankees are just going to play like they gave up. And if they do that, I'll give up. I'm not going to watch if they do that. I will turn that game right off. No thank you. So coming up next, we will preview pivotal game 4, do or die game. We'll do that next. But first, so tonight we have CeCe Sabathia and Rick Porcello in a do or die game. Yankees played a do or die game last week against the A's. They prevailed. Rick Porcello has been good against the Yankees this season. He's 2-0 in 4 starts with a 2.31 ERA. Sabathia knows what it's like to pitch in an elimination game. He's done it before, but he's another year older. He doesn't pitch as well as he used to, and he's really going to need his cutter and slider and sinker to cut, slide, and sink away from Red Sox bats, or else it's going to be a short night and the Red Sox will be dancing on the Yankees' infield grass and advancing into the ALCS against the Astros. If that does happen, I'm picking the Astros because they're healthy, they're peaking, and they're actually better than the Red Sox. They had a lot of injury issues this season. They had just like a, it almost seemed like a World Series hangover at first, and then they lost a bunch of players at the same time, and now all those guys are back, and they're just like steamrolling. And I can see them beating Boston in like 5 games in the ALCS. So tonight, Sabathia needs a short leash. It might be difficult because of last night and how many relievers the Yankees used last night. Jonathan Holder threw 38 pitches. Stephen Tarpley threw 31 pitches. Lance Lynn only threw 16 pitches, even though it felt like he pitched through 40 pitches. And Chad Green threw 29 pitches. So obviously, it's a big game. The Red Sox last night, because they didn't really need to go to the bullpen as urgently as the Yankees did. Heath Hembree and Eduardo Rodriguez were the only relievers who pitched in Game 3, and they only threw 15 pitches each. So the Red Sox will have the entire bullpen ready for Game 4. Wonderful. Great job. Again, great job by Luis Severino coming out and laying an egg when he's the supposed ace of the staff. As for the lineup tonight, Hicks will probably return to the lineup, which should provide some sort of a spark, hopefully. I don't know what the order of the lineup will be, but I'm assuming he'll be hitting either first or third. I think he'd probably be hitting third with McCutchen leading off. So McCutchen, Judge, Hicks, Stanton, maybe? Voit, Gregorius, Andujar, Sanchez, Torres. We'll see how that goes. Let's hope if Brock Holt plays tonight, he doesn't hit for another cycle. After the game last night, Aaron Judge said, "That's the beauty of baseball. We'll wake up tomorrow. It's a brand new day, brand new game. And that's what we're going to do. Just get ready for tomorrow." You should have been ready last night because you guys look like crap. Total crap. A big pile of feces on the field in Yankee Stadium. That's what the Yankees looked like last night. And I'm sure everyone who's rooting against the Yankees enjoyed last night's debacle. I know Met fans got a kick out of it, which is funny because Met fans shouldn't even be watching baseball anymore. Your season was over in like July. You should be watching football or hockey and not talking about baseball. So the weather right now is overcast. I don't think it's supposed to rain. I wish it would have rained last night, right after the Red Sox scored all 7 runs in that big inning. I wish the skies had opened up, started pouring, and just poured for the rest of the night. But alas, that didn't happen. I mean, I'm not one of those superstitious people who believes in rain dances, but God, if that's what I have to do to delay tonight's game so the Yankees can have someone else pitch it, I don't know. I don't like the whole matchup of Sabathia against Porcello. That makes me nervous. And I don't like Hap pitching a possible game 5 in Fenway. I know he had done well against the Red Sox up until Friday night, but I feel like he would do a much better job pitching in Yankee Stadium. I don't know. This is a very iffy, it's an iffy situation that the Yankees find themselves in. Let's just hope they don't come out as flat tonight. They at least hit the ball a little bit to start, get something going against Porcello. Let's hope that postseason Porcello shows up. You know, on Saturday, I was thinking that Price wasn't going to do as bad because he was in Fenway, but I was wrong about that. So I don't know. I might be coming back on the air tomorrow talking about a series loss and then wondering what I can talk about for the rest of the month. Guess I'll be talking about every other team in the playoffs and not the Yankees, because there's not going to be any Yankees news if they lose tonight. So, well, there'll be news tomorrow, and then after that, nothing. So let's just cross our fingers, toes, eyes, legs, arms, every body part that you can use to cross, that they win tonight. And I have something good to talk about tomorrow. I don't think I'm asking for too much. So that's it for today's episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I've been your host, Stacey Gotsoulias. You can follow me on Twitter at my personal account, StaceGots. You can also tweet me at Locked On Yankees. And as always, you can email me questions or comments at lockedonnyy@gmail.com. You can also rate this podcast on Apple and Google. You can subscribe at Apple, Google, Spotify, and Stitcher. And that's it. Enjoy your Tuesday and go Yankees.